Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schuss for Chana Leva Batznacha Gittel. Dina Basheh Batznacha Gittel, Shana Batznacha Gittel, Harav Yosef Ben Chana, Rav Shai Ben Leah, Rav Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rav Moshe Ben Reizel. And for Gabriela Dina Bas, Shalom Ischana, Bruce Victoria Bastila Ravida. Tina and I are studying the Siddur. We're in the Siddur Olat Aliyah, Shal Maran Rav Zatzal. Anachnu Zuchim Liot Be'amud Mem Gimel. בפסוק ואני אשתחווה ואכרעה אברכה לפני השם עושי. And I will bow down and I will bow down in front of Hashem who makes me. Sort of a funny pasuk, so it's important to note at the beginning that it's not a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, but lemaisa, it's really not a pasuk at all. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bo nishtachav v'nechora nivuchal lefnei Hashem Moseinu," and here we're turning into lashon yachid because beforehand we spoke a hafti in the previous pasuk. Nishtachav v'leicha, but you're talking about lashon yachid. Me, so here also. Whoever put together this passage and put it in the Siddur, or v'ani eshtachave v'echra, I will be mishtachave, I will be korea, and then I'll be evracha lifnei Hashem oisi, and then I'll kneel down in front of Hashem. Who does mean the pasuk Tehillim? It's lifnei Hashem oseinu. It's all in the plural form. Okay, but it's the same idea. It's an interesting note. You ask people where this pasuk is from. It's not a pasuk at all. עכשיו מסביר מרן הרב, המידה הרגילה של ההתמסרות אל הקדושה האלוהית וההתבטלות האישית הבאה מיסוד קבלת מלכות שמיים, היא בתכונתה הולכת ומתגברת באדם. מתחיל מהמידה הקטנה, וכוח האור הולך ומתפרץ, זורם ומתגבר. The normal midah, the normal measure of his masters, of being מתמסר, of being given, ibergegeben, given over to the holy godliness, and to be misbatil, and to nullifying yourself personally, that comes from the foundation of Malchus Shemayim, is by nature something that is becomes stronger and stronger in man. It starts with a small measure, and then the power of the light is becomes stronger, and stronger and stronger. So it's a gradual, accumulative process. אבל יש עוד מידה אחרת, but there's a different מידה, של הופעה גדולה, of a great appearance, של אורה פתאומית, of a sudden light, המתקפת את האדם, that attacks a person, or overcomes a person is better, עד כדי התבטלות הגמורה, so first we talk about something gradual, and here we're talking about something sudden. Until there's his spotless gemura, ha-mafliya u-mashmima oto b'timhon uza. That just blows him away. It makes him desolate with its overwhelming, wondrous power. U-mitoch adima gdola lo yuchal liot mukshar lavo l'sedachim kvuim. And because he's so overwhelmed by this light, he cannot go back to normal life. B'dibur peshel tfila, by speaking words of prayer, v'kal v'chomash lo yuchal l'amshich sedrechei ma'asiyim, and certainly, not only can he say prayer, but he certainly can't do tov and chesed. How are you going to do tov and chesed when you're overwhelmed by this godly light, this yashus, this tov yasher? שזוהי מטרה עליונה של עושה כל בפועל. שיהיה אדם במעשה מסדר חייו מופעליו בתורה, כתורה או כמצווה. That's our purpose in this world, right? That we should be Torah the Geyidin. We should keep Torah and mitzvahs. So we have this person who's overwhelmed by godliness, by this divine light, and he can't do anything. So what is he going to do now? לשם מטרה זו יבוא האדם לסדר לו את המשכת ייחוסו להרגשתו, את כוח הקדושה העליונה במידה כזו, שב שבתחילה בהשפעה אלוהית עליו בתוקף ובהרשה, עד כדי מידת השתחווה המוחלטת של פישוט ידיים ורגליים. So what does man do? He relates to this as follows. First we have in the pasuk is nishtachaveh, we have in our siddur eshtachaveh. I will bow down. What's bowing down? Bowing down is teshtachavah muchletes. Bowing down is complete, is absolute nullification, the whole body. Complete prostration on the ground. Hamore al bitula shel kol avayato. That indicates the nullification of all of man's being. Why? Nechozek yad Hashem anatuyala, because of the strong hand of Hashem that is spread out over him. Behofaat godlo v'tifalto, in its great and glorious appearance. Yitzamtzem be'atzmo tofa at kidei akriya. So then he does this mice of tzimtzum. Harav kore litzamtzem et ha'ofa. The Rav is telling us to contract this revelation. Tzibisloch tzibisloch. Go from the ishtachavo, which is complete prostration on the ground. And then you do kriya. Ad kidei hakriya. Shehi omnam mechapefet et kol haguf, aval koach hapoel bezeh hu rak hatznu'ah shel habirkayim. So it's true. Now man is bowing down. Again, the first time is prostrating yourself. That's ishtachavo. But now you want to be mitzamtzem this. So this hofah of godliness. So now, in order to do so, you yourself have less of a relationship to this kedusha, and you just bow down. So now your whole body is bending over. That's true, but you're not on the floor. And the koyach hapoel is your birkayim. That's why it's called, it's kriya la birkayim. It's your knees. V'achach yavol atzamtzem l'agvil od et rikshei itpaluto me'etgut alakit asher b'levavo. And then, again, God is everything. So if a person is plugged in, then he's overwhelmed by godliness, as we see in many passages. B'divrei Harav, that he speaks about his own experiences of being overwhelmed by godliness. It's there. We're just able to live because we're just not plugged in. Which is great, because that's the only way we can exist in this world. It's a shtickle. The Rav writes in Kovitz, Aleph Kut Pei Aleph, Im Tirtze Ben Adam, it's pretty famous. Histakil, because they made a song out of the end of it. Histakel bor shchina b'chol yakum. Look at the light of the shchina in all of the existence. Histakel beidin achayim ashmimim. Look at the pleasure of the divine life, of the heavenly life. Echem mitpalshim b'chol pina v'zavit b'chayim shebachim. Look at godliness everywhere. Look at the light of the shchina everywhere. In ruchnius, in gashmius. Hitbonei mepalei etzira. Lo b'tor hazeh tachnit kehe. Shemachakim etzivim neged einecha. Ki imda et hametziut shetacha b'anod metzius you're living in. דעת עצמך, את עולמך, דעת הגיוני לאוהב שלך, של כל עוגב חושב. No, you, your world, your thoughts of your heart. מצא את מקור החיים שבקרבך ושממה לך, שמצבך את פרי עדות החיים שאתה שרוי בתוכם. Find the source of life within you, above you, around you, the glory of the splendor of life, that you are dwelling amongst it. האהבה שבקרבך עלה אותך לשורש עוזב עדנה תפרתה, והרחיבה לכל שר הבותיה, וכל אשת נשמת חי אלוהים אשר רק רצוץ, רצוץ המקום מהגה גורם מאות זהרו. So the love in your heart, within you, is going to elevate you to the strength of this glory. It's a lot of Kabbalah here, obviously. And it's because of this place, the place is lacking, and therefore you're not connected to it, or in this gosh mystical place, and therefore it darkens the light. הבית על הערות בתוך יותם, look at the lights inside of them. Don't let your soul swallow up the names, the words, the idioms, the letters. They're all in your hands, all Kabbalah. And you're not in their hands, they're in your hands. Ale lemala ale. That's where the song is. Ale lemala ale. Ki koch oz lecha. Yesh lecha kanfe ruach. You have wings of spirit. Kanfe nesharim abirim. The wings of strong eagles. Al tekachich bam. Don't deny it. Pen yikachich shulach. Lest they deny you. Derosh osam. Seek them out. Fim sulcha. They're going to find you. So that was my point is that God is everywhere and we just have to connect. So here, this person's overtaken by this Kedusha. So first he bows down, he completely prostrates himself. Then Echara, then he bends with his knees. And that is Mitzamsim. V'achach yirol etzamsim v'lagbil odet d'rshayit pa'alutom et galut ha'alukit ha'shev l'bavo ad kedei ha'bricha shemidyacheset kvar l'ilu l'kayim v'atzman mebeladei ha'yachas ha'mitpashbet v'atchata shel ha'kira l'vi ha'kula. Now then you do evrecha. Evrecha is just the knees. Just bowing the knees. So the first is the complete prostration. Then is the bowing down we do, like for modim and avos. But it's primarily with your knees. The knees are what moves you to do this. It starts with the knees. And then avracha, just the knees, just bending the knees. Lefnei Hashem osi, in front of Hashem who makes me. V'tachlit v'om shel kol eila ha'anyanim v'tzimtzumeihem v'mnei shekol ha'shtachava hazot l'tzuvatei ha'shanot ha'lefnei osei Hashem. Why are you doing this? Because you're in front of Hashem who makes you. That prepares me to be in this world that's filled with action. But the overpowering of the feelings of the soul. So it's a problem because you have this rikshei nefesh, even the more subtle ones, they're metashtesh, they blur action. Knows how you can act when you're so overwhelmed. By this godly light, and you're enraptured by it, so how are you going to stop? How are you going to be able to live in God's world and act as God wants you to act? We're not Buddhist monks, Rahman al-Itzlan, who sit on top of the mountains and meditate for 19 hours a day. We want to live in God's world and be active and productive and proactive and giving and kind and loving and involved in people's lives. So what are we going to do if we're overcome by this light? So it's Lefnei Hashem Osi. It's in front of God who made me. He made me to live in His world. So what we do is gradually we come down to earth. First, complete prostration. Then, with the bowing down the body, without prostrating on the ground, and then just the knees. That's when we're doing all this bowing and prostrating and kneeling. And in God's goodness, He is going to shine the light of life in action. Through the gradual So we are going to have this gradual process. First, we're going to have this sudden godly light that overtakes us, and it's totally awesome. We prostrate ourselves on the ground. This is unbelievable. And then weiter, you go to the bowing of the body, and then just the bowing of the knees. And why? Because Lefnei Hashem Osi, because God made me. And why did God make me? God making me be an Oseh. He was Oseh Mita, but that I should be an Oseh. That I should be involved in this world. And the only way I can do that is if I contract the godly light. In other words, Rav Kook himself writes in his letters how, you know, he would love to be involved, just complete ruchnius, be in the higher worlds. But he has to be involved with the mamish, the most minute details of people's lives, things involving money and writing letters to various personages to do chasadim for people. The biggest moifis, there are a lot of moifis in about Maran Rav. The biggest one ever is that he once said that I never in my life refused to do a toivah for a yid. He was doing thousands of toivahs all day long, right? The only way he could do that was a person who was so spiritual and really had Ruach HaKodesh. So he had to contract that in order to be involved in people's lives and in order to be Lo Lemi Adam Datum Revisi Mabrios. To be interact with others, to be the Rav Rashi, and to be in England, and to be in Switzerland, and to write letters to people and guide them in their daily lives. That's really our avoda now that we're going to daven to Hashem. So halavai, we should be on such a madrega, right? That we're overpowered by this divine light. Right? Rav Adari, Morib Rabbi Rav Adari, I am a tzitat Rav Tzvi Yehuda, sheomer she'arav kachu utpalev. When you're reading the Siddur, you're not reading some person just writing a perish, some professor in university with a big bald head and the glasses at the tip of his nose who makes 25,000 shekel a month. Nothing against professors. My rabbi said, there are many wonderful professors. They're great people. I was just making light of the apikorsim among them. And they can write very scholarly articles, but in their private life, they're just not holding there. People can write about Rav Kook and they're a million miles away from him. They're writing as academics, as scholars who have absolutely no kesher to what Rav Kook was feeling and experiencing and writing about. And they write about it from a purely cold, dispassionate intellectual perspective. So that's a different world. Upon him, in Rav Kook's world, this is the way he davened, that he felt that light that was coming upon him, and then he had to gradually go from stage to stage. Like always, the Rav has such tremendous insight. Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'erzot Hashem Darkenu, we will continue with many more Shirim B'li Neder in this unbelievable Sefer. Hopefully, we'll be zoche to daven and be medarf like we're supposed to be davening. We hope to. We aspire. Thank you for listening. Shalom. Shalom.